message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
It's the Lord. I welcome you to God's presence this morning. And my only prayer for you this morning is that God will meet you at the very points of your needs in Jesus' name. Can I hear your loud amen? Amen. Can I hear your loud amen? Amen? If you are expectant this morning, shout a big hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help and assistance for vision accomplishment. Help and assistance. You can also say help and assistance for new visions and new songs. Whichever way you put it, you are right. Help and assistance for new visions and new songs. Only tiny visions can be accomplished alone. Only tiny advancements can be accomplished alone. Only small things can be achieved without assistance. Massive visions, great progress, great grades, great children, great churches, great businesses, great careers, great destinies can only come to pass through divine help and assistance. What is divine help and assistance? I'll be very sharp this morning, trusting God for speed. We've spent quite some time worshiping. Very worthwhile. What is divine help and assistance? Divine help and assistance is the supernatural extension of the hand of God to a person. The supernatural extension of the hand of God to a person. For his security, for his support, for his stability, and the actualization of his dreams and vision. I come again. What is divine help and assistance? It is the supernatural extension of the hand of God to a person for the person's security, for the person's support, for the person's stability, and the actualization of that person's dream, visions, and new song. I want you to know this morning that God is our helper. And God, our helper, never created anything that will not need his help. He created human beings to need his help. Birds need his help. Animals need his help. Everything God created needs his help to survive. There is no help anywhere that can be superior to the help of God. In Psalm 108 verse 12, Psalm 108 verse 12, the Bible says, give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Psalm 108 verse 12, give us help from trouble. I need your help because man's help is limited. Quickly this morning, because of time, why you need help and assistance of God? Why? Why do you need it? Number one, reason why you need the help and assistance of God. Number one is man's power, strength, and ability is limited. Psalm 94 verse 17. Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul. Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul almost dwelt in silence. That is, except God help me, I am a dead person. Except God assist me, I am finished. Except God give me help, my soul is extinguished. Also in Psalm 146 verse 3 says, put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. Don't put your trust in man, because in him there is no help. My help, all of my help cometh from the Lord. Why do I need the help of God? Number two, without God, you and I can do nothing. John 15 verse 5. Without me, ye can do nothing. Without God, nothing can be done. For without me, nothing can be done. Number three, why do I need the help of God? We are designed to depend on God. Psalm 121 verse 1 and 2. Psalm 121 verse 1 and 2. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh. Someone say, my help cometh. Your help is coming today. My help cometh from the Lord, which made the heaven and the earth. So we are designed to depend on heaven. We are designed to depend on God for our help. In 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 25 to 27, there's a story there of a king in Samaria where there was lack and hunger. And the king said, in 2 Kings, the Bible says, and it came to pass in the ninth month of his reign, 2 Kings, praise the Lord, 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 25 to 27, and there was a great famine in Samaria, and behold, they besieged it, until an ass head was sold for fourscore pieces of silver, and the fourth part of a calf of doves dung for 5 pieces of silver. And as the king of Israel was passing by upon the wall, there cried a woman unto him. This was a king, a whole king. And a woman cried unto him and said, help my lord, O king. A woman was in need and ran to the king. It's like running to the president. And he said, if the Lord do not help thee, whence shall I help thee? The president, the king said, if God does not help you, I'm not permitted to help you. And out of the, where am I going to help you from? Even me, myself, I'm managing myself. Where am I going to help you from? Somebody's here today. Though you have gone to people and they couldn't help you, God himself will raise helpers for you. I say God himself will raise helper for you. In the name of Jesus. Number four, why do I need help and assistance? Many of the challenges confronting man are spiritual, and it takes help of God to conquer them. Psalms 46 verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Many of the problems of life are spiritual. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 3. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. It means that many of the battles of man are mostly spiritual. And it takes the help of God to win spiritual battles. You don't win spiritual battles by loading your gun, your AK-47. You don't win spiritual battles by bringing out a cutlass. You only win battles of life through the help of God. And everyone here under the sound of my voice, you are receiving help in the name of Jesus. You are receiving help in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your loudest amen? There was a young man of 16 years. Though young but wise, he knew that help can only come from God. His name was Uzziah. In 2 Chronicles chapter 26 verse 15, the Bible says this man was marvelously helped. 2 Chronicles 26 verse 15. He was a man that was marvelously helped by God. And he made in Jerusalem engines invented by cunning men to be on the tower and upon the bulwarks to shoot arrows and great stones with them. And his name spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped. This is another level of help. That is the level of help you are getting today. He was a king. According to 2 Chronicles 26 verse 1, he was only 16 years when he was enthroned. But all of a sudden, God raised help for him. God made him an inventor. God made him a king that is greater than many other kings of his stature. Everyone that is your mate today, you are overtaking them. Those who are ahead of you in your line of business, you are overtaking them. Those who are ahead of you in GP, you are overtaking them. Those who are ahead of you maritally, you are overtaking them. Listen to me, overtaking is allowed. Even on the highway, there is nobody that can arrest you, say you overtook somebody. As long as you did it legally. If you didn't kill somebody and you overtook, fine. If you overtook somebody legally, as long as your overtaking is a legal way, I say to somebody here today, you are going to overtake those that have gone ahead of you. Your own record will be greater than the ones you have heard before. In the name of Jesus. Quickly this morning, without wasting time, how to secure the help and the assistance of God. I'll give us about 8 of that, and we'll go into prayers this morning. How to secure the help and assistance of God. Number one is put your trust in God. Isaiah 50 verse 7. Isaiah 50 verse 7. The Lord will help me. Therefore will I not be confounded. Therefore I have set my face as a flint. And I know that I shall not be ashamed. If you will not be ashamed, shout a big hallelujah. For the Lord God will help me. I know it. Your trust in God is a guarantee for his help. Your trust in God always makes him to want to assist you. There is somebody here this morning. Your trust in God will pay off for you. In the book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 3, verse 1 to 25. I know you know that story very well of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego who refused to bow before the king. And then they said, oh, Nebuchadnezzar. Can you imagine 3 young people calling a king by his name? They knew the person they believed in. My question for you this morning, do you know the person you believe? Because when you know the person you believe in, you know that nobody can trouble you. The Bible says, henceforth, let no man trouble me. I bear upon me the mark of Christ. You are not intimidated. A child cannot be intimidated by a cat when his father is there. A child cannot be intimidated by a rat when his father is there. You know the person that is backing you up is with you. That's what makes us so bold. That's what makes us know that no devil, no demon in this world has power like our God. And there's somebody here today, everybody harassing you, God will put a stop to that harassment. I say, God will put a stop to that harassment. The Bible says they spoke to the king, and the king sent together princes and governors. You know the rest. Let me just summarize the story. How the king made a statue and said they should bow. And this guy said, we will not bow. We will not bow to anybody. We know the person whom we believe. He said, cast them into the fire. And then suddenly God delivered them. Somebody is here today. God will supernaturally deliver you. I said, God will supernaturally deliver you. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they answered, oh, king. Oh, king. He said, we are not careful to answer you. We know God will deliver us. Did God deliver them or not? I said, did he deliver them or not? He will deliver you. I said, he will deliver you. He will deliver you. From that challenge, God will deliver you. That situation that looks hopeless, God will deliver you. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. When you trust in God, you have signed up for his help. That's why when they give you plan B aside from God, you reject it. That's what shows trust. Take this. Since the guys are not coming, take this and put it in your eyes. The one to the left and the one to the right. When you do your eye like this, turn, 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 turn. They will be coming. That's an option. That's a God. You have put another God on your face. So you cannot face God. Say, just put something around your arm as you are going into that meeting. Just put something. Maybe jacket will cover it. Then when you get in there, then you will see that you are the one that will win the contract. May you not win a contract that will send you to hell. I say, may you not win a contract that will send you to hell. May you not be a kind of person that will say, let me enjoy now. I forget about my future. You know, there's some people like that. Say, let's forget future. I'm talking of now. May such mentality be adjusted. May God bleach and change such mentality here in the name of Jesus. Put your trust in God and you are certain that your future will be alright. Number two, how to secure God's help is maintain joy. Maintain a joyful and a praiseful life. Maintain a joyful life and a praiseful life. In 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of the Lord in Christ Jesus concerning you. That is, everywhere you find yourself, be joyful. Everything you do. Now listen to me. One of the major reasons why God refuses to help many is because they are engulfed in sadness. In Philippians chapter 4 verse 4. Philippians 4 verse 4. He says, rejoice. And again I say rejoice. That is, don't allow joy to dwindle out of your life. Don't allow the economy to suck your joy. There was a woman called Anna. The Bible says that she went to God one day. She had been going to Shiloh. Every time she goes to church, that's also crying. She'll be crying throughout. She will go to Shiloh and ask for God, I want a child, I want a son, and cry. God did not answer. So one day again she went for Samuel 1 verse 10. And she wept and wept and wept sore. She wept and wept and wept. And then she wept sore. Then after she left, she just said, let me try another way. And the Bible says, and her countenance was no more sad. The same woman that had been crying and crying, all of a sudden, her countenance just changed. She just started believing God for a child. And the Bible said, in the next verse, immediately, she met her husband. The husband she has been meeting long time. Long time! I think that should be verse 15 or 16. Don't be static. Don't be stagnant. The husband she has been meeting for a long time. Suddenly, she conceived and she had Samuel. Someone is here today. Your Samuel is coming. I say your Samuel is coming. I say your Samuel is coming. Don't allow Nigerian factor to make you a sadist. You know a sadist? A sadist is somebody that enters a place and joy disappears. A person, he just enters inside your house and then the joy is extinguished. You will never be like that. Who's out joy? God loves happy people. God loves joyful environment. Because when you are joyful, he shows that you are confident in him. I have confidence in you, Jesus. I have confidence in you, Savior.
I have confidence in you. Anytime, anywhere.
I have confidence
in you, Jehovah.
So, anytime you are joyful, anytime you are happy, then you have signed up for blessings. You have signed up for God's grace. You have signed up for progress. You have signed up for advancement. You have signed up for success. And somebody is here today, all the days of your life, you will never know sadness again. I say, all the days of your life, you will never know sadness again. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? From today, all the days of your life, you shall be dancing and rejoicing. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Sadness will no longer be your portion. People will no longer call you a sad person. I said, people will no longer call you a sad person. In the name of Jesus. Anna, in 1 Samuel 1 verse 19, the Bible says, and they rose up early in the morning and worshipped before the Lord and returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew his wife and the Lord remembered her. God will remember you today. I said, God will remember you today. I said, God will remember you today. In the most amazing manner, he will remember you today. But you must eject sadness. You eject it. You eject sadness. You eject sadness. You eject sadness. Number three, how to secure help and assistance from God. Aggressive prayer. Someone say aggressive prayer. If your desire is to get help from God, you must continually pray. You must continually pray. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 17 that we should pray without ceasing. We must keep praying. We must keep praying. We must keep praying. The Bible talking about Asa in 2 Chronicles chapter 14 verse 11. 2 Chronicles 14 verse 11. He cried to the Lord. And Asa cried unto the Lord. is God, and said, Lord, it is nothing we did to help. You see, you can help anybody. Help is a common thing to you. It is nothing we did to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us. Someone say, help us. Let me hear you say, help us. Or let me hear you say, help me. Oh Lord, our God, for we rest on thee. Oh Lord, we rest on thee. We rest on thee. Help us. The place of prayer is the place of help. The place of prayer is the place of help. Prayerlessness equals helplessness. When you are prayerless, you become helpless. When you are prayerless, you become helpless. And when you are helpless, you become useless. Once God doesn't help you, you become useless. You will not be useless in life. You will not be useless in life. Many Christians are so prayer lazy. So prayer lazy. I was telling them on Friday night during the vigil. I said one of the major things that are very essential for a Christian, especially in this period of aggressive, brutal work of the wicked, is night prayers. Night prayers. Especially between the hours of 12 and 5. Even if it is 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 1 hour and above. Because that is the time of wickedness of the wicked. Either you sleep late and then you pray into the night and then you can sleep on, or you sleep early enough, and then whichever one you want. But make sure that you are involved in daily brutal prayers, because the wicked are out there trying to work against your destiny. But I say this prophetically this morning, they will never have their way over your life. They will never have their way over your life. They will never have their way over your life. So get into this, into daily prayers. People think that prayer is only for when you need something. No. Prayer is something, it's actually about relationship. Prayer is actually about relationship. Bible talking about David in Psalm 55 verse 17, that David was involved in prayer evening, morning, and noon. He was praying minimum 3 times a day. No wonder David never lacked help. Never lost a battle because he was marvelously helped. Daniel was also a man of prayer. Daniel 6 verse 10. In Daniel 6 verse 10, the Bible says he opened his window. And when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being opened to his chambers towards Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees and then he prayed. He knelt upon his knees. And then he prayed 3 times a day. May the grace of prayer come upon you today. May the spirit of prayer come upon you today. There's a spirit of prayer called the spirit of grace and supplication. It is a grace. It's a grace. Listen to me. No matter your department, either you are in choir, or you are in sanctuary, or you are in security, or you are in children's church, the ministry of prayer is a universal ministry. It's for everybody. Nobody can say, no, prayer is for this person alone. Prayer is for that person. Everybody has the mandate to pray. May that spirit of prayer come upon you today. May that spirit of prayer come upon you today. May that spirit of prayer come upon you today. May that spirit of prayer come upon you today. Every day of your life, aggressive prayer, daily prayer, shall be the watchword of your life. It shall be the watchword of your life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Can I advise you on the issue of prayer? Have a schedule of your prayers. Just like you schedule food and you schedule the time you take your bath. Schedule your prayer. Between 11 and 1, I am praying in the night. Between 4 and 6, I am praying in the morning. Between 12 and 1, I am praying in the afternoon. Between 2 and 2, that's how to schedule. You schedule your prayers. You schedule your prayer time. You schedule your time of prayer. While as a student, I don't struggle during the exam. I never failed any course. Why? Immediately after exam, I move to prayer. While others are moving to complain. While others are moving to murmur. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 10. Neither ye murmur as some others murmured, and were destroyed by the destroyer. First Corinthians 10 verse 10. While they were murmuring and trying to go through an exam, I moved straight to the prayer place. Prayer people are not murmurers. They know what to do. They know the buttons to press for things to happen. I pray for somebody here today. Your prayer shall ascend to heaven. And it will come back as results. It will come back as testimonies. If I were you, I would say louder amen. If I were you, I would say louder amen. In those days, women used to pray a lot. They would pray. Women were known for prayers. If you go to a church, there's a revival. There are 1,000 people there. You can see 900 women. But now, things have changed. Fashion has beclouded our knowledge. Fashion has beclouded our knowledge. The things of the world, the vanities of the world, has separated. A woman can spend 7 hours in the hairdressing salon, but cannot serve 7 minutes in the house of God. 7 hours. And then they are burning her skull under the machine. The woman say, tell this girl, increase the heat. And then, guy, Jehovah, 7 hours under it. Where are 7 minutes? Even on Saturday night, on Friday night, thank God for those that came. But I saw one person that was sleeping while standing. I mean, that one is a special grace. Praise the Lord. But the person is still better than you that you didn't come. At least she's still. Praise the Lord. May a new grace to pray fervently, may it come upon you in the name of Jesus. When you kneel before God, you don't know how to bow before any other man. It is because of your not kneeling before God regularly. That's why you are bound before men all over the place. There's a song like that. If you bow before men.
Man, and bow before you. No way, no way.
Again.
I cannot bow before man.
I can't bow before God.
And bow before like you. It. No way.
Somebody say no way.
No way.
I can't bow before men and bow before God. I can't be bound before God and be bound before sickness. No way. I can't be bound before God. I'm licking the foot of any lecturer for a grade. No way. No way. Somebody say no way. No way. No way. No way. Why? Prayers. 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 May that spirit come upon you and I afresh in the name of Jesus. May it come upon you and I afresh in the name of Jesus. May it come upon you and I afresh in the name of Jesus. I can preach on this issue of prayer because this is my area. I can preach for the next 7 hours on this topic. I have my hands on it. I know the benefits. I know what prayer can do for you. If only you can sign up for it. I know what it can do for you. I curse that spirit of prayerlessness around anyone's destiny here today in the name of Jesus. Number four. How? To get the help of God. Stay humble. Stay humble. In James 4 verse 10. James chapter 4. Verse 10. The Bible says, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord and he will lift you up. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord means you should humble yourself and he will help you. That's what the Bible is saying. Some version says, when you humble yourself, he will help you. He will assist you. A proud person can't be helped. I have seen some people that will say, I am poor, but I am proud. There are people like that. Say, I am poor, but I am very, very proud with my poverty. Do you know why David was able to, he sinned, but God had mercy on him. Do you know why? David doesn't find it difficult to roll on the ground for God. His humility is par excellence. You know that story very well in 2 Samuel, I think chapter 6 or so, where he was dancing before God and the wife said, look at how you are dancing before God, the whole king. He said, you have not seen anything. Your humility is a call for help. Your humility is a call. The more humble you are calling for help. You are calling for help. When you are humble, you are calling for help. When your heart is lifted, nothing can happen. Once your heart is lifted, your help is shifted to another person. The help that should come to you, they shift it to another person. When your heart is lifted, your help is shifted to another person. Can you imagine a lady that says she's trusting God for a husband? And then every guy that comes, you look at them like this. That is, you throw them up, then you throw them down, then their bones are cracking. Humility is important. Before you can receive help, you want a contract, you want something, somebody enters your shop, you are trusting God to change from the level of cobonia to thousandaire to millionaire to billionaire. How many of you remember those prayers I prayed for you on Friday night? And listen to me, it will find expression in your life. So you are a cobonia, few cobos, few nairas in your pocket, and you want to move and you have a shop, and somebody enters and you say yes. That is, the person looks like somebody that is a nobody. You know, because most Canaan people, they only view people by their clothing. They view people only by their size. You look at people only by their rides, the kind of car they drive. Don't size up a man by what he drives. Size him up by what drives him. It is what drives a man that matters. Is it humility or pride? If it is pride, he can't get help. Look, somebody that can look at an elder like this. It's just pride. Someone that looks at his own parents and, like a poo-poo, as if you are looking at poo-poo, as if you are looking at a pampas soaked with water, with poo-poo of 2 days inside. Do your mouth like this. Pride is a destroyer. Anybody that is proud will not have help. I used to have a friend. We used to work together in those days. And he was about to be made a top person in the government, in the state. And then they were talking about him, the president, Senate president, and some other people were talking about him. And they said, that person, he's too proud. We can't give him appointment. We can't give him appointment. He's too proud. You can see how pride we can debase a person. If you are too proud, you can't get anything done. If you are too proud, you can't progress. If you are too proud, you can't assess lifting. From today, every spirit of pride in any one of us is hereby terminated in the name of Jesus. Listen, pride is different from self-esteem. Self-esteem is totally different from pride. They are not the same thing. Pride is a peacockish lifestyle, a braggadocious lifestyle, a lifestyle whereby you see everybody as a small person and you are superior, a lifestyle whereby you talk without restraint. Your one word is like a sword, you tear down. A life of pride is a life where the heart is heavy like stone. When you open it and say, "What? It is one blow, 20 die." May the Lord work on our hearts. I said, may the Lord work on our hearts. God, I've made a vow. Any level I will get to that will make this head not to stand on my neck again, I don't want to get there. Whatever we have that will make me become, look at myself as the person that is so superior than any other thing in this world. I don't need it till forever. For what reason? Number five, how to get help from God. Draw closer to God. James 5 verse 8. Draw near to me and I will draw near to you. James 5 verse 8. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Draw near to me and I will draw near to you. The more you draw near to God, the more he's able to help you, the more he's able to assist you, the more he's able to bless you. Sorry, beg your pardon. James 4 verse 8, not 5 verse 8. That's just a typographical error. Draw near to me and I will draw near to you. If you draw near to God, he will draw near to you. Do you know you cannot get benefits from somebody you are too far away from? The more you and I draw closer to God, the more we can get the blessings of God. Nearer to thee, Lord, draw me nearer to thee. That is my desire every day of my life. Listen to me, friends. God is not far away. Draw near to him. Draw near to him. And how do you draw near to him? Spend time with God. Spend time with God. There is no human being in this earth I spend time with as much as God. There is no human being on this earth. There is no human, and it will, and I promise you, it will be like that till Jesus comes. There is no human being that I spend time, that I talk to. If I talk to you, if I feel your time is up with me, I exit. Because of time. I need time with God. I need time with him. He knows my voice. I know his voice. If you want to help God to help you, draw near. Spend time with him. Spend time with him. Wake up in the night and just worship him. Ogenedo. Ogenedo. Ogenedo.
Ogenedo.
Ogenedo. Just spend time with him, and I will worship you forever. Love you forever, because this God is
too good. Oh,
I will worship you.
I will worship you
forever.
I love you forever, because this God is too good. Oh,
I'll just tidy this up right now, because God is already, his power is already available in our midst to do something new quickly this morning. Number six, how to receive help from God is sow the seed of help to others. Help others. Assist others. Galatians 6 verse 7, be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. That was the secret of Job in Job 29 verse 12. Job 29 verse 12. Job used to help people. He was helping the fatherless, the motherless, the widows. Because I delivered the poor that cried and the fatherless and him that had none to help him. That was why Job received help from God. He delivered the widows. He delivered the helpless. Everybody around you that you can help is an avenue to attract help. Hello. Everybody around you that you can help. Don't eat alone. Don't drink alone. Don't enjoy God's blessings alone. All that God is giving to you, share it. Distribute it. That's why we have so much wickedness in Nigeria. Where somebody, we go and store $10 billion in another man's country. And then his road to his house is bad. There's no borehole there. All the private school are grounded. And he stored $10 billion and he dies. And a woman licked the $10 billion with his lawn. Did not even tell his own wife at home that he has money. Neither tell his children that he has money. And even if he tells them, those ones say, you are not the owners of this money. Your name is not on our paper. They only they told you that he has money here. Do you know how much? What's his account number? He said, you don't know. May such wicked people be exposed. I said, may such wicked people be exposed. Number seven, how to get God's help is always return the glory back to him. Always return the glory back to God. Anything that God has done for you, don't claim it. Don't say it's because I'm so beautiful. That's why I have such a great husband. I'm not surprised I have a great. Can't you see me? and you do your shoulder like this. Can't you see me? How, what do you expect a lesser standard of husband with the quality of makeup of somebody like me? Your makeup sometimes doesn't determine your end up. God is the one that can determine your end up. Always learn to return the glory. And number eight, where we stop this morning because of time. Time has really gone. This morning we have overshot our time a little bit. Number eight, how to get God's help. Embrace righteousness. In Proverbs 14:34, Bible says righteousness exalts a nation. And sin is a reproach. Anywhere you go, if you embrace righteousness, God will help you. Anywhere you go, if you embrace righteousness, if you forsake evil, then you are ready for God's blessings. My prayer for somebody here today is that God Almighty will grant unto you all that your heart desires in Jesus' name.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate